A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, give us each day our daily bread, and forgive our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. Do not subject us to the final trial.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived in my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of friendship, he will do so, give whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If then you who are wicked know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" The Gospel of the Lord. We have a very familiar text here for our gospel reading today, coming from the book of Luke. Very familiar to us, the only prayer that Jesus ever teaches is found here in Luke's gospel today. It also appears in Matthew's gospel. Matthew has a longer version of it, so the manner in which we pray the Our Father comes from the Gospel of Matthew, not from the text which we have today, from Luke. So his apostles come to him and say, "Teach us how to pray." And Jesus said, "When you pray, this is the manner in which you must pray." And though we do, "Our Father who art in heaven." Now, I say the Our Father many times each day because I say the rosary early in the morning, and then it appears again in the breviary, the priest's prayer book, at morning and evening prayer. So I say the Our Father all the time, as we do as a community. But seldom do we really pause and really understand what we're saying when we say the Our Father. When we say Our Father, we are saying, "You are my brother and you are my sister." When we say the Our Father, we have the Father of all. And would you know that in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, Mass is celebrated every week in 42 languages. And every one of these languages pray the Our Father, and they are saying that they are our brothers and sisters, and we are saying that you are our brothers and sisters. Whether it's Padre Nuestro or Pater Noster or Our Father, the message is we belong to one another as God is the Father of each and every one of us. That's important to keep in mind. When you read on in the Gospels and the teaching of Jesus, you will find that he will say, if somebody strikes you on the cheek, don't try to get even. You don't have to get even. This is your brother. This is your sister. If somebody goes to court with you over your shirt, give him your coat as well. Give the shirt off your back. If somebody presses you into service for a mile, go a second mile. Go the extra mile. It's your brother, it's your sister. And that's what it means when we say our Father. It means the people in our community who are struggling, those who are fearful to go to church today, our brothers and our sisters, we pray the same prayer and we belong to the same God. That's what it means when we say our Father. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are not found. This is not found in the Gospels. It's a doxology, a prayer in praise of God, and it comes much later, and it comes from the Didache, which is an early revered work, but not included in the Bible. And then Jesus goes on to say, give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean when we're asking God to give us daily bread? The Greek word is epiousios, and in Greek, ousios means substance, and epi means above or something greater, a necessary, essential substance. When Jerome translated the Greek into Latin, he put in super substantialis. So in the early church, they were praying for super substantial bread, which means the bread we need every day. Later, it became attached to the Eucharist being the bread of life, which is given to us to sustain us each day of our journeying with Jesus. So what does this mean when Jesus says, give us this day our daily bread? And then he goes on to say, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. I know, but how many times did you ask and you didn't receive? How many times did you knock and the door didn't open? So you wonder what this means. Asking for daily bread. Well, let me tell you about the prayer of petition, the prayer of asking. Tommy Lasorda, familiar to all of us, the holy manager of the Dodgers for years, very Italian Catholic. He told me this story once, and he liked to tell this story. The Dodgers were in New York playing the Yankees, and Billy Martin, also a fairly lively fellow, he was the manager of the Yankees. Very Catholic, Billy Martin, devout Catholic. So Tommy says when he went into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, the day of the game, he saw from a distance Billy Martin up there, and he lit a candle. And then he knelt down and said a prayer. And Tommy said, after he left, I went up and I blew out his candle. And I lit my own candle and said a prayer for the Dodgers. Is this what we call daily bread? Or when USC plays Notre Dame, all the USC fans are praying for a victory over Notre Dame. Meantime, back in South Bend, the Basilica is packed and people are praying for Notre Dame. So God's up there saying, hey, who gets answered here? has nothing to do with daily bread. Daily bread is the essential thing we need to be true disciples of Jesus Christ. It's a spiritual communion. It's the grace that sustains us in being authentic followers of Jesus Christ. It might be the grace to forgive. It might be the grace to be grateful. It might be the grace to praise God. It might be the grace to set somebody free from our anger. It might be the grace to be reconciled with somebody. Whatever it is, epiousios, the substance that lets us witness Jesus Christ in our lives. It's like receiving Jesus into our lives in a real way, conscious way, and a way that defines how we live this day. That's what daily bread means. It doesn't mean lighting a candle and praying for a victory. That's not the meaning of daily bread. Now, I spoke last week, and I suggested maybe we might think about doing 10 minutes a day, just 10 minutes out of a whole day, to give to some kind of reflective prayer. I'm not sure I explained that very well, so let me integrate that suggestion into the teaching of the Our Father. So my suggestion was, you find a quiet space and you're alone and you become conscious of God's presence and you sit in your aloneness and you're conscious of God's presence. And what comes to your mind now? I am so blessed. The abundance of God's grace. I have good health. I have a meaningful life. I have people that love me. I have food. I have shelter. I have meaning in my life. Nurture within me, O Lord, a grateful heart. Make me generous in sharing the blessings you have given to me. Let that be your prayer. Your prayer might be, I'm heavily burdened. I'm in conflict. Sickness has visited me. Perhaps somebody close to me has died. There's a sadness in me. I'm going to lift that up to the Lord. Ask the Lord to give me the grace I most need. Might be I'm resentful. I'm carrying a wound. I'm angry. I'm disappointed in my life. Lord, help me to take a second look. Let your grace heal me. Show me a way to walk in peace. Give me the grace I most need this day to be a true disciple. Authentic. It might be, I'm heavily burdened by anxiety, some major conflict in my past, some sin that still haunts me, some great offense I did to somebody. Perhaps I need to apologize. Give me the grace to be reconciled. Whatever comes to your mind when you place yourself in God's presence, that becomes your prayer for today. That's your epiousios. That's your daily prayer. That's the grace you most need this day. So when Jesus teaches us to pray the Our Father, he's teaching us more than praying the Our Father. He's inviting us to live the prayer of the Our Father. Now that's challenging. In our neighborhoods here, we have a challenge. You call it political, you call it legal, or you call it moral in dealing with undocumented persons. Call it anything you want. If you pray to Our Father, they are our brothers and they are our sisters. And when you bring that to prayer, you ask the Lord to allow you to see what the world does not see and to live the manner in which you teach us to pray and to bring to life the Our Father. Amen.